Blog Talk Radio.
Black Sunday, and once again, we are digging into what we left off at, and we are currently in the midst of chapter one that I'm labeling it under. I know I had labeled it as the European assault, but I forgot to put the black in it, but it's all good. But long story short, this is chapter one of the European assault. We are in section one, dealing with the Black Plague, and where I had started off, was dealing with one of the regions that was hit by it, which was Uganda. Now, with that being said, we were tracing on how the disease of the Black Plague was able to be sustained, unlike how it was in Eurasia. And there's remnants of this information as far as not only in Uganda where it was sustained and suppressed, but it also was sustained and suppressed and North Africa. Cute about this whole thing, that I find at least cute about it, is the fact that I'm starting to snip out something, because when we went through the bloodline, and I don't know how I had to dig up that information, but I ain't gonna say how, but what made me go into that particular part of the situation. But when I dug up the origin of the country, Uganda, it brought me to the word Bruganda, or Bruganda with a B. And to make it even more intelligent, like, with that, we went into the king's list that's linked to the country where it was first started out with one individual king. And the way they did the system is, in order for you to be a king, everybody else first was established as a prince. So that we understood. Now, to flip this situation, dealing with the black European assault, here we're going to understand why and how the situation was evolving. Like what Big Mike used to come on the show and say, you know, black people did it. Yeah, here we go. We digging in right here. Black people doing this to black people. We stuck. Trust me. That's why I said from the giddy up. The black people that you seeing doing shit to black people, who raised their ass as babies? You think it was their mama and daddy that did that shit? No. It was another culture that raised the child. I repeat, it was another culture that raised the child, strike against the subtropic. Because had the child known the whole story from the beginning, it would have never went with loyalty to the abuser. It never did that. It'd have been like, fuck that shit. You got to kill me or I'm out. Running. Run for my life. But long story short, we're dealing with this particular situation where the reason why I brought this up with this black plague, because it's showing credibility to who, how, and why, and what was going on. The reason why I'm bringing up the Black Plague in Uganda, and also I found some information of it being in North Africa, along the coast of North Africa, it would go to show you why the Ivory Coast and the Congo got hit up heavily. It would show you why. It will show you why, how, and for what reason that in the 1700s and shit, why they hit them two areas up. Why they had to go in through the east side of Africa and the south side, the west side of Africa, and on the west side of South Africa, opposed to coming to from the east, because where Uganda is placed at, it's on the east side of Africa and the southern region. In addition to this also, the reason why they didn't come through the east side of Africa, because you have to realize, people, the Black Plague trade route came through that Mediterranean Sea in that area.
Can't hear nothing the past 2 minutes.